Explore the Heights,
where you are inspired to be more,
do more,
and give more.
Presented
by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This time we unpack Be More, Do More, and Give More. Now, in the first of three episodes, we'll start with Be More. And we're plenty to get through. I'm going to hand over to George to get us started.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Felix. Today we start with how to be more. You see, every human being is engineered to be more. You have been endowed with talent and potential to be the very best you can be and live an amazing life. Being more assumes and believes that you are more than you think. You have reservoirs of inner resources you have not yet tapped into. You can be more when you are open to the possibilities lurking around you. Being more means you know for sure that you have so much in you that the world has not yet seen. The desire to be more is not out of character. To be more is based on the belief that there is more out there for you to tap and work on, and you can stretch to be more with your life. Being more is not greed, but rather answering nature's call to be your very best with the lot you are given in life. What are you building on your lot? You have the capacity to paint amazing pictures on the canvas of your mind and bring those pictures to life through consistent and persistent action. I personally believe that the day you start resting on your laurels begins the regression process. Stop talking yourself out of all that you can be. Stop telling yourself stories that convince you to take it easy and just be. The narrative of taking it easy is a dream killer. Anytime you hear the voice inside you telling you to take it easy, tell that voice to shut up. Take it easy has caused so many people to regret it in their later years. Don't fall into that trap. When you are in the right motion with focused energy, you will do more with your life. Don't settle for your excuses. Let go of the excuses and start the amazing trip of living the life you imagine. So what does it really mean to be more? To be more means different things to different people. For some, to be more could mean climbing the corporate ladder. For another, it could be to become a very successful entrepreneur. For others, it could be writing a book, finishing college, inspiring young minds as a teacher, being the best doctor, minister, clergy, parent, leader, and more. We all have our personal definition of what to be more is all about. What drives you to be more? What fires you to be more? For some, it's thinking about the future, making a contribution, leave a legacy, achieve academic excellence, be the best version of themselves, fulfill your dreams and aspirations, and fulfill your commitments. To be more means being the person you are already envisioning yourself to be. It involves internalizing what it takes to be the best and what you need to do to be that best person. Be more is predicated on the assumption that you believe that you are more than you think and there are more heights for you to climb or reach. All the people I know, read about, and talked to were able to do more or much more with their lives because they believed without any reason of a doubt that there is more out there for them to aspire to be and have. Be more is not about ego or selfish ambition, but rather reaching for the stars with the talent you have been given. We have been wired to stretch and stretch because without that, we can never know how far we can go. So if you are toying with the idea of being more, go for it. If you are thinking about throwing in the towel because of conflicting messages regarding being more, starve those messages and shake off the doubt and apprehension of being more. You are wired with a desire to be more so that you can do more and give more. To be more requires that you ask yourself the following fundamental questions. What is my passion? What is my purpose for living? What is the one thing you know for sure about yourself? What is your one thing? What are you uniquely qualified to do? Doing more is about stretching yourself to fulfill your full potential. It's about not resting on your laurels. It's about going beyond the call of duty. It's not settling for less than your very best. It's about living a life of your dreams, making your life better, enhance your performance, improve your relationships, making yourself more valuable. It's about correcting and remedying what you have been putting off. Doing more is also about self-development and improvement. So let's unpack what is stopping you from being more. What are those things stopping you from being more? Felix, take it away.
Okay, thank you, George. Let's look at this. And the first one could be a lack of resources, such as education. If you don't know how to put in the energy you want to put in, to, whether that be for your personal improvement or your business, you're not going to get anywhere. All that comes from stuff like research and stuff like that. You don't know what you don't know because you have to learn it. We are not machines which have our memories upgraded. We have to learn a skill to then be able to use it. So if you don't have the education, you're not going to improve within that business empire you want to build, or improve your personal life within, you know, outside work. Next one could be mental challenges. If you suffer from mental health, this could be a factor that could stop you from putting in 300%. Your mental health affects not only just your mental state, but it also affects your physical state. You may not have the physical strength to put in the energy you need to use the skills you need to be able to level up to that next level, learn the skills you want to become better at your empire, or even just improving your personal improvement. So this is something that's extremely important. You know, consider your mental health. What are you going through right now? Is everything stable? If not, then you should consider making relevant changes that will improve your mental health. Now, regarding mental health, really quickly, actually, we did do an episode on mental health a while ago, and you may want to go back and listen to that, because although it's very important that I maybe should take more time to unpack this, we don't have the time to really, really delve deep into this. So I would like to really point you to an episode we did a while ago regarding mental health. So that could be something that could be stopping you. External obstacles. What are your family and friends saying about whatever you want to achieve? Are they giving you negative vibes? This is not going to help you. If you're constantly around people like this, it's going to cause a problem. You need to really think about who's around you and who's causing you harm. So this could be a problem. If you can change this, then things will really improve for you. Other external obstacles could also include financial strains. If you don't have the money, then you're going to struggle. If you need to pay for training or visit webinars that require you to gain the skills you need, you're going to have problems. So that's all I have. I'm going to hand you over to George to continue.
For some, it is the comfort zone. You know, people are so caught up in the comfort zone that they don't reach out to do other things. If you want to be more, you need to get out of the comfort zone. For others, it's procrastination. And you know that procrastination is a thief of time. When you continue to procrastinate and make those excuses and delaying to do important tasks or working on your goals, this will prevent you from being more. The lack of motivation, you know, motivation, self-motivation, speaking to yourself, the stories you tell yourself. When you lack that motivation, that drive to keep going, you may not be able to set specific achievable goals. And so it will stop you from being more. Negative influences, you know, when you are hanging around the wrong people who are talking you out most of the time from doing what you want to do, when you surround yourself with negative and unsupportive people, they will hinder your personal growth and hinder your being more. Also, when you lack the knowledge and the skills to be more, and you know what, there's no excuses, there's more out there. There's more opportunities for you to acquire the skills and the knowledge to be more in life. You know, when you set unrealistic expectations, being overly ambitious, setting unrealistic goals, you'll be disappointed and frustrated, and so you will not be more. When you don't manage your time, when you don't use your time effectively, when you don't maximize the time you have, you run into problems of fulfilling your being more. Then a lack of persistence, you know, to grow, to be more, you need to be persistent and consistent. So when you don't or you're not persistent with the things you want to do, you will not be more. So that said, let's now just talk about what can you do to be more? What are those things you need to do to be more? Felix, take it away.
What can we do? Yeah, the first thing is to set goals that are going to allow you to achieve the ability to put in 300%. You know, everything that you want to achieve always starts with a goal. If you don't have the realistic goals, you're going to have problems. So set those goals and make sure that they are relevant to whatever you want to achieve. That be saying that they could be regarding your business or your personal growth. So the first thing is always to set the relevant goal. The next thing is self-reflection. Reflect on where you are now. You know, you want to put in 300%. You want to be more than who you are right now. Reflect on where you are now. The steps you're going to need to take to put in the extra energy you want to put in to help you really achieve your goals. So really consider that. The next thing to do really, of course, is to consider where you were last year. What brought you to this point? What were the factors that made you make that decision to say, you know what, I need a change and I need it now? That's the next thing to really consider. Finally, is look at where you want to be tomorrow, next year. What do you want to have achieved in a year? Time is never gained back. Once it's gone, it's gone. You need to really be sure that you are ready to put in the extra energy and make sure you are putting it in the right places. It's no point you just saying, I want this, and you feel like your heart's not in it, because it'll be obvious to everybody. So make sure that you are really reflecting on the right things and you know exactly what you want. You can't achieve what you want without learning. Now, I touched on this a little earlier. Research, 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 and read, and ask questions, and speak to those who are within the areas you want to improve in. Those people will help you. They'll guide you. They'll provide you the tools you need to put in the extra energy that you need to be at the top of your game. When we're at our happiest, we can be more, because we are wanting to continue in the areas we are already excelling in. If you find something difficult or boring or difficult, you're not going to really, you're going to give up. So continuously do your research and improve yourself. Self-reflection and self-improvement is part and parcel in really putting in 300%. Time management is the next one. Now, I mentioned goals, and I've been looking forward to mention this all episode, actually. Now, I'm going to break this down and tell you about goals. When you set a goal, you need to set it into three parts: short term, medium term, and of course, long term. Your short term goals are going to be anything from a couple of weeks to about a month or a couple of months. Your medium term goals are going to be anything from a month to 6 months. What would you have achieved in a month? What will you have achieved in 6 months? And, you know, stuff like that. All the steps you need to do to help you get from point A to point B is very important. The next thing is the long-term goals. So if it's starting a business, that's probably going to be something that will probably be a long-term goal. We want to be set up within, depending on what the business is, between 1 to 2 years. You want to have, you know, be up and running and off the ground within a year. You want to have gone through your short-term goals, you know, hiring a premises or setting up online, the funds and so on. All that needs to be completed within the long-term goal, because it means it allows you to learn. It allows you to make all the mistakes you need to make before you can achieve those goals. So time management is important. Finally, just make sure that you keep track of where you are and what you are doing. It's no point just doing something and forgetting where you are. So make sure you keep track by keeping notes, keeping the relevant information regarding your research and your goals to hand at all times to look back over. Even after you've achieved what you want, if you look back on what you've achieved, it truly allows you to appreciate what you've gone through, whether that be through failure or just really achieving what you want. And that's all I have. George.
Thanks, Felix. We are unpacking, listeners, what can you do to be more? Because you can be more if you want to. However, there are a number of things you need to do. You know, the very first thing I would suggest you do is that to be more, you need to know and define what you want to achieve in various aspects of your life. For instance, what do you want to be more so far as your career is concerned, relationships, your health, personal development, and growth? So that is a starting point. The second thing is identify your top priorities and values in life, because when you have identified your top priorities and values in life, it will help you allocate your time to focus your energy and resources to really do that. The other thing you need to do is that, you know what, we can set goals, we can do all the things we want to do, set the priorities, but you need to take action. Break down your goals into smaller, manageable steps. And not only doing that, you need to take consistent action towards them. So here's the key. Start with small, achievable tasks to build the momentum. Commit to lifelong learning. You know, somebody said leaders are readers. If you want to be more, you need to commit yourself to lifelong learning. Personal development will help you adapt to change and grow. Take care of your physical and mental health. Regular exercises, a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and stress management will contribute to your overall well-being. Surround yourself with supportive and positive people, possibility people. Get guidance from your mentors, the coaches, and the counselors. They will help you navigate the challenges that life brings. Don't be afraid of challenges or setbacks, because they are part and parcel on the journey to be more. You know, resilience in the face of adversity is a valuable skill. So embrace your challenges. Then, you know, you need to practice mindfulness, because it can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. We talked about the comfort zone. Step out of the comfort zone. Be willing to take calculated risk and try new things. You know, you need to give back. Volunteer or find ways to give back to causes you care about. And that is why, Felix, I'm very, very happy when you talk about you are volunteering here and you want to volunteer here and there. It's a great way to give back. Maintain a positive mindset. Cultivate gratitude and focus on the positive aspects of your life, even in challenging times. Keep moving forward, even when you encounter obstacles. Strive for a healthy work-life balance to prevent burnout and maintain overall well-being. So, Felix, let's quickly unpack the benefits of being more. What are some of the benefits of being more?
Okay, thank you, George. Right, well, let's start with personal growth. When you work hard, you grow as a person. We don't always realize this, but we all grow in some way. All the strife, all the difficulties we go through change us. All the skills we learn change us. And that is something to really look forward to. If you're hungry for success, if you're hungry for really being more than who you are right now, you know, you've got to be willing, or at least be open to growing as a person. So that's a really good thing, really. And that's something that I take very, very seriously when it comes to my, you know, my volunteering, or when I do radio shows or podcasting, because I always like to learn and listen back to what I've done. What could I have done differently? And what do I sound like now compared to what I sounded like, let's say, 10 years ago? And that's because I'm wanting to know how much I've grown. So personal growth is the first one. You are more confident in your abilities when you are when you learn the skills you need to put in 300%. When you are trying to improve your personal life, your business, or anything you are truly passionate about, when you are confident, it radiates against you, and it means that you are able to succeed a lot more. When you are unsure of yourself and all that, you know, it leaves room for potential failure. And yes, that's possible when you are succeeding as well. But when you have the confidence, you back yourself 100%. And that's really important. So that is the next one. Your horizons have expanded. You are open to new opportunities and stretching yourself and being open to change. All these things I've just mentioned are things that we've covered on the podcast previously. So are you ready to be better than who you are? I hope the answer is yes. You are more resilient. Whatever comes your way won't stop you from grabbing whatever you want. The hunger of your success, you getting that business. Why should you not have that business if you want it? Why should you not, allow yourself to sleep at night because you've, achieved something in your personal life that's changed everything? Or you've moved to a new area. Why should you be denied it? So, that is, again, something that's equally as important. You are more motivated and you have a lot of drive. You know, I when I turn up to like do a podcast like this, or when I do the radio shows I do, I've really, really put my entire energy into it because it's something I truly enjoy. If you do something that you truly enjoy and you are working hard at it, you're going to work even harder, even without realizing it. So you need to be open to expanding your horizons, but also the drive will just come and flow without you really having to put in even 1%, let alone 100. So I also have here, you are an inspiration to others. And that's something that's, again, equally as important. Because when someone sees that you've succeeded in that area, they're going to come to you and ask for your help. They're going to ask you, what have you gone through? And you're going to be willing to share it because you want them to succeed too, I hope. So, do you want to succeed? Do you want to be better than who you are? I hope the answer is yes, because success is waiting for you. George.
Thank you very much, Felix, for that. What are some of the benefits of being more? You know, there are a lot of benefits, and Felix has mentioned quite a number of those. Being more will cause you to live a purposeful and a fulfilling life. You will achieve personal goals and realize your potential. It will help you reduce stress, anxiety, and symptoms of depression, leading to better mental well-being. You become a better partner, a friend, family member, improving your relationships and others. So it leads to stronger relationships. Greater fulfillment in life, where you have a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life. It will help you take better care of your physical and mental health, leading to a healthier lifestyle. You have a positive impact on your community and society through the various contributions you make. It will help you embrace change and be more adaptable to the evolving challenges of life. It will provide you a sense of accomplishment and purpose. It will improve your self-awareness and personal growth, leading to better decision-making and problem-solving. You know, you continue to learn, so you have that lifelong learning, the desire to want to be more, so you continue to learn and grow. It can also lead to a greater creativity that enhances your creativity and innovative thinking. It also can bring financial security because being more can bring some financial returns, career advancement, and improve financial literacy can all help you to be more. So let me just quickly finish this podcast with a number of things that I call wisdom for being more. The wisdom for being more. The only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Just keep going. You see, you have within you right now, as we do this podcast, everything you need to deal with whatever the world throws at you. You need to remember that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. You know, the biggest risk is not taking any risk at all. In a world that is changing quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risk at all. The only limit to your realization of tomorrow will be your doubts of today. So believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. It always seems impossible until it is done. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you will go. You see, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Your time is limited, you know. Don't waste it living someone else's life. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself, the narratives as to why you can't achieve it. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how you use them. You see, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Listeners, it's very, very, very important that you listen over and over again to this words of wisdom to help you to be more, Felix.
Thank you, George. And now it's over to you. We want to hear about what you are passionate about and what will make you be more than who you are. Details will follow shortly. And thank you once again for listening. It really does mean a lot when you guys tune in every single episode and hopefully get in touch with your thoughts. Until next time, thank you very much for listening and bye for now. Contribute to the conversation now. Email explorethehights@gmail.com or find us on Twitter @explore_heights.